Hello there, and welcome to an episode of the Irish Genealogy Podcast, the place where I talk to you about all things Irish genealogy and more, whether that's baptisms, dog licenses, and I'm not kidding about the last one. Share, subscribe, and enjoy. If the sound quality happens to sound a bit strange this episode, it's because my microphone has decided to play silly buggers on me. So it clearly didn't want me necessarily talking about today's topic, although I think it's just I probably done something and pressed the wrong button. But I wanted to talk today about something that I've seen on social media going around and has been in the genealogy Twitter sphere for almost a month now. So on December 15th, 2023, the Ministry of Justice for the UK had announced on Twitter that they are working with company Iron Mountain to digitize millions of wills dating back to the 1800s, making them easier for the public to access. They'd released a very nice looking video demonstrating the enormity of the archives and essentially talking about how beneficial this project is going to be. And at the moment, it already is. It started back in 2021 and it's continuing and probably will take, I think, 20 years, they had said. But have a listen.
Let me show you the most interesting aisle in this building. Our most requested wills, Princess Diana, Charlie Chaplin, Tolkien, anything you want, I've got it over here. So which one we should start first? At the moment, we're in our archive, where we store almost 110 million probate files. We're speaking about grants and wills. We're actually in the process of digitizing everything right now. It's going to make everything much easier. In our storage, we have wills starting from 1850s all the way to 2023. Every year, obviously, this number will be growing. So we estimate that we'll take roughly between 15 to 20 years to digitize everything we have in the building. Once they're digitized, you preserve the files forever and they will stay available for centuries.
Now, there's something good about that, but there is one thing that they did forget to mention. When you click the link in the tweet, and I will have links to all of the things that have been mentioned down below in the show notes, the first thing it takes you to, or at least the first thing the link in the tweet took you to, was a press release from the Ministry of Justice, and it read saying that genealogists, historians, and family archivists will be better able to access historic wills under proposals published today, December 15, 2023. It gives a brief outline as to what this will entail. Quote from this, so currently about 110 million physical documents are stored, costing taxpayers £4.5 million per year. The consultation is seeking views on keeping hard copies for about 25 years, in recognition of their sentimental value to families, while saving them digitally longer term. Now, they do emphasize digitization. However, one thing that they failed to mention in that, and you only discover it if you go down to the end of that page and click on the highlighted link where on the word consultation, that when you read the open consultation, in the first two paragraphs, it says this, quote, at present, all of the wills and documents submitted in support of probate are preserved indefinitely in the original paper form. These records date back to 1858. This consultation paper proposes a reform that will enable older wills and documents to be converted to a digital form and then destroyed, yes, you heard right, destroyed, with the wills of famous persons preserved. Views are sought on the proposals from interested parties. Now, I know what you're thinking. Are they really thinking that? Are they really doing that? Well, that's what they want your views on. And as you can imagine, it's not exactly gone down well. When that tweet had gone out originally, there was an enormous amount of backlash, primarily because they intended to destroy the originals. But with many family historians and genealogists and archivists all across the world chiming in, myself included, but I don't compare to the amazing people who had responded to that, had made it pretty clear that we do not want these originals destroyed. And the point I had made, and many others had, was that as it stands at the moment with the British Library, their system being down, being corrupted or whatever, and they're trying to rebuild this, imagine what would happen if something did happen to the wills once they've been digitized. Like, if they've been destroyed and we've only got the paper wills, which could be rescanned again if needs be, of only people that are deemed notable, how does that help the common person? I don't necessarily see how it does, because if this happens, then it's a lot of history gone down the drain. And like I had said earlier, this is starting in 1858. So there's a lot of probate there. It's outrageous, personally, that they do want to destroy these. Now, I can see how some people might think it's a sensible thing. However, as I have seen other archivists say, digitization is great, but there should be storage of the original documents across the board. You may think, why am I deciding to talk about this? First of all, I have three generations of my family who had moved over to England and died there. So one example would be my great-grand-aunt Catherine Cuff, and she died in Lancashire. And her will be there. Her husband's will be there. Their kids' wills will be there. And my own grandparents will be there. So just because they are keeping it for 25 years for sentimental value, this needs to be kept for people who want to hold physical history, want to hold the original will that their ancestor signed or their family member signed. Like, genealogy is not something that focuses solely and shouldn't focus solely on the notable people. History, some people might see as being only looking at the people who are notable. If we only look at the people who are notable, we are missing a very big piece of the picture by ignoring and not treating the common person's wills the same way. And it makes me wonder, just because my grandparents weren't, you know, the king and queen of England, you know, somebody notable, just because they weren't notable, why should their wills be destroyed? Why should anyone's will be destroyed? I'm sorry, but why should anyone's physical will be destroyed after they've been digitized? Digitization is great because it allows people all across the world, you know, to view something, whether you're in Canada and trying to look at something in Australia. You know, there are so many benefits with digitization, but solely relying on digitization is only going to spell out trouble. Think of it this way. Things can go wrong. Technology can go wrong. Memory sticks can fail. I had a memory stick where I thankfully backed up my stuff elsewhere, but I had a backup on a memory stick that I had, and I had it maybe 2-3 years, and it just decided to give up one day. That could happen with a hard disk drive that might have all of these wills or part of them on. So solely relying on digitization, I don't think is what we should be thinking of at all. And having at least three generations of my family, and probably many more to come, who will fall under this, it's destruction of history to me. As outrageous as my claim might seem, in my opinion, it is destruction of history. And in this day and age, we should not be striving for that at all. So I thought I should do a podcast episode on this, mainly because I had looked at my stats and granted 57% of you who listen to me are in the United States. And yes, I know that's an overwhelming amount of listeners. The top three countries actually are the United States at 57%, Ireland at 15%, and the United Kingdom at 14%. So while 14% of you are in the United Kingdom, many of us do know, I'm sure, be it online or in our own families, people who are in the United Kingdom. And this is where I want to carry on the call of action. I didn't start this up by any means. I'm just supporting the people who are spearheading this. But here's what you can do. Firstly, if you are a UK citizen or a resident, you can sign a petition stating that you do not want these original wills to be destroyed. If you are not in the UK, but you do want to give your views on this, then go to, and I will again link this in the show notes, on the consultation webpage for this, there are ways to respond. So you can write to civil_justice_poli@justice.gov.uk and share your views there. Or you can write to the address, which again, I will link to. Honestly, the easiest thing to do is to share that petition. Social media can work wonders, and we've seen it before. So share the link to these consultation pages, or share the link to the petition page, or heck, share the link to this podcast episode. Anything that helps get the word out. As it stands with the petition, I am currently watching the number tick up. And currently, as I'm recording this, 1,921 people have signed it. Now, if you want to chime in on the consultation, you must get your views in by February 23rd at 11:59 UK time, which is 5:59 Eastern if you are in the US. So please, if you think you can't do anything, you can. Everybody can. I can, and I'm trying. If you can, please either sign the petition. You have to be a UK citizen to do that, or a resident. And if you want to chime in on the consultation, email or write to the addresses mentioned before February 23rd, 2024, at 11:59 UK time or 5:59 Eastern Standard Time. We as genealogists have the power to save history, and we should take that at any chance we get. So I'll leave you on this episode to say thank you for listening, and I hope you will take action. Let's make positive change. See you next time.